Today I'm at Walton on the Hill near Tadworth at a charity called Discover, spelt with a Y, to speak to its chief executive, Rosemary Townsend, and Brian Smith, one of the people who benefits from its services. Rosemary, firstly, can you tell me a bit about Discover and the people that it supports?
Yes, Discover is a very unique charity. We're a charity that specialises in supporting people with aphasia, which is a condition that most people don't know or haven't experienced. Aphasia is a language problem which is usually acquired after stroke. In fact, a third of people who have strokes will have aphasia as a result. And Discover is a charity which is led and run by speech and language therapists. So we're ideally placed to support people with the condition long term. So people will come on a particular morning or afternoon session, which is 2.5 hours long. And in that session, they will participate in group activities geared towards helping their communication and confidence.
How many people would you have in one of these groups, roughly?
Well, they vary. Generally, the groups which are all differentiated according to the members' needs. The groups which cater for people who are more recently aphasic and therefore they need more support and guidance will have between sort of 7 and 10 people, and then other groups will have up to about 15.
And I've also heard about some wonderful special activities that you have outside these regular sessions.
Yes, that's another really unique aspect of our service. We believe that people gain confidence by challenging them, really, to engage with activities that they might have previously not considered, or maybe they're just reigniting a previous interest. But through these types of activities, such as photography courses or special interest days, which might include cycling or outward bound activity, all accessible to people with disabilities, they can challenge themselves, really, and just really leave their patient role behind and become more of a participatory person back in their community.
Now we're turning to you, Brian. Can you tell me a little bit about your story, how you come to Discover?
I came to Discover in November 2013, suffering from aphasia and right-sided weakness. Things have greatly improved.
That's good.
I had a number of difficulties in cognitive field, learning how to say the time. Basic skills such as drawing a triangle, I couldn't manage. Goodness. And I couldn't manage drawing a circle.
Rosemary, I understand from what Brian says that aphasia can affect people in various different ways. Perhaps you can tell us a bit more about those.
Yes, aphasia is a very varied condition, really depending on the site of injury in the brain. A lot of our members here at Discover have little or no speech. They're unable to express themselves using speech. They might be able to produce a yes and a no, but not much more than that. Others have problems with understanding of language, with reading and writing as well. So it can have an enormous impact on people's lives. Brian has a good level of language. He's recovered after his stroke and is able to communicate reasonably well using speech, although he needs time, and also reading and writing can be an issue. So perhaps he can explain a bit more.
Yes, I have various problems with reading. Out loud is difficult, but I find that if I read to myself, I'm perfectly able to follow a passage. Okay?
Can you write, Brian?
Because my right hand suffers from weakness, I have to concentrate on working with my left hand, and writing skills are limited because I haven't got the dexterity as yet. But I'm sure it's all about practice.
How about handling money?
Handling money is more difficult because if you are in a change-giving experience, you have to think quickly on your feet. And that's something which aphasia sufferers cannot do. So, for example, you can either use your credit card, which is okay, or simply give the recipient a large note and trust that you are going to get the right change.
I haven't thought of that. Now, Brian, tell me a bit about you found Discover and tell me some of the things you do at Discover and how it's helped you.
Okay. One of the things that Discover is responsible for is I've rediscovered my self-confidence because you know you lack confidence when you can't communicate. You know, it is extremely frustrating, almost to the point of unbridled anger. Because you perceive that you are not relevant to anything that's happening around you.
Goodness.
And but you know, through Discover, I've attained so many skills of being able to speak slowly and clearly and precisely that it's done an enormous amount of good for me.
That's presumably because people here understand that you have these issues and give you time to speak.
Yes, exactly. You know, so many times I've been in communication difficulties. You know, you feel that no one is really paying attention to what you have to say. Now, people I know are able to give me time to get the words out. And, you know, an enormous amount of people make a tremendous effort to listen to you.
That's good. And you are what is called an aphasia ambassador for Discover, I think, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. I visit organisations trying to spread the word about aphasia and how it affects people.
I think Brian really put his finger on it when he was talking about how people lose their sort of sense of identity when they become aphasic. And about a third of our membership here at Discover are of working age, and they consequently have lost their jobs as well as a lot of other abilities, and consequently they come to us in a state of real loss. And I think a lot of what we do is to help them rebuild their confidence and self-belief. And because these people are relatively young and, you know, want to have a full and purposeful life, we try to encourage them into volunteering, to trying new activities and develop a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
So this also must affect relatives and the whole family when somebody has a stroke, is that right?
I think the whole wide family is affected by someone who has had a stroke, because, you know, this frustration in not being able to communicate your ideas, you know, leads to outbursts of anger or withdrawing into yourself, and a sense of being unworthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm at Discover, I try to communicate as much as possible, and you know, the spontaneity has returned quite remarkably, because you know, when you're having a conversation with someone, you need to be spontaneous in your mind and in what comes out.
And if you want to make a joke or be you know, be funny, it's difficult to find that sort of those words, isn't it?
Yes, so many times the words have passed me by, but you know, I'm getting better.
Yes, absolutely. Relatives, family members are really impacted by aphasia, as Brian says. I think conversation is really the sort of glue of relationships, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it can very easily break down. Relationships can when someone has aphasia. So one of the specialist courses we run, which is led by our speech and language therapists, is called Conversation Partners. And that's a 5-week course for couples who come along and learn about aphasia, learn about their own experience of aphasia, and develop strategies to help their communication.
Now let's move back to Discover itself. You have paid staff here and also some wonderful volunteers. Perhaps you can just tell our listeners a bit more about that.
Yes, we employ 4 speech and language therapists. Our staff are all part-time, but we achieve a great deal within those hours. We have about 35 volunteers who are an enormous asset to us and without whom we couldn't operate.
If any of our listeners know of anybody who would be interested in coming to Discover or might benefit from your services, can you just tell us how to get in touch with you?
Yes, we're always interested to meet people who are interested in our service and might be able to help us or want to make a referral. We're based here at Walton-on-the-Hill. Our phone number is 01737 819 419. I'll say that again. 01737 819 419. Or if someone is able to access a website, we have a very good website which we update frequently, discover.org.uk, remembering that Discover is spelled D-Y-S-C-O-V-E-R.
Thank you very much. And before we close, is there anything else you would like to say, Brian, about Discover?
I think I cannot reiterate enough how much it has benefited me.
And Rosemary?
We support 75 people a week at the moment. That's just the people with aphasia. You can add relatives onto that as well. We're a small charity, but we're ambitious and we have good big plans for the future.